I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The University of Alabama is teaming up with researchers across the country to study the nation's water. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association just unveiled its newest national center on the Tuscaloosa campus yesterday afternoon. That $24 million National Water Center is a collaboration between several federal agencies. It'll become the U.S. Center for Water Forecasting, as well as Research and Water Management. NOAA Administrator Dr. Catherine Sullivan says they plan to hit the ground running at the new center with a research project starting this summer.
Agency folks from the federal family, university researchers, young students coming together to start really driving on these details of how do you stitch together the mosaic of models that you have today into the more integrated, cohesive model picture that's also much more detailed.
That unified and cohesive picture will eventually allow the National Water Center to make detailed water forecasts up to weeks in advance within 1 kilometer of anywhere in the country. The Alabama legislature has given final approval to a state education budget that will expand Alabama's pre-kindergarten program. The House of Representatives unanimously approved a conference committee agreement on the spending plan yesterday. That budget will now head to Governor Robert Bentley for his signature. The education budget provides an additional $10 million to the state's pre-kindergarten program. That increase is expected to enable another 1,800 four-year-olds to attend the public preschool program. Education Budget Chairman Representative Bill Poole says the budget makes classroom spending a priority. Raises for state teachers, however, are not included in the budget this year. Alabama lawmakers are still working on the state's other budget. The general fund budget could include some deep funding cuts to state agencies unless lawmakers agree on a new source of revenue. The nonprofit group Teach for America will be celebrating its 5th anniversary in Alabama. Supporters of the teacher recruitment program will gather in Birmingham tonight. That organization works to attract college graduates and young professionals to become public school teachers. Executive Director Khadija Abdullah says one challenge is finding experts in math, science, and engineering to enter the classroom.
For example, when we first started placing in the Black Belt, that placement was based on they just had teacher shortages, so you would have students in classrooms who were juniors and seniors, and they wouldn't have a math teacher, which when you really think about it is how are we preparing our students to be able to be college and career ready?
Teach for America in Alabama has attracted 250 teachers in the state. They serve over 35,000 public school students in both rural and urban communities. Now let's head to the WVUA Weather Center for today's forecast.
It's top out in the mid-80s this afternoon, mainly cloudy, risk of scattered showers and storms at about any time today, but it doesn't rain the entire day. Tonight, patchy fog lows back in the upper 60s to around 70. Thursday and Friday, still a few isolated storms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, and that's your local weather forecast.